Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 60. That is different. The Summoner has a problem. He cannot control his power. Usually, a warrior shines one color at a time to manifest a light. The Summoner sometimes shines two lights. He cannot control both lights. It may sound easy, but it is not. It's like that old exercise of trying to make forward circles with your left hand and backward circles with your right simultaneously. You often lose control. Losing control of a power, like the Warriors have, is very dangerous. That is why the Summoner has been taking therapy with Dr. Barati. The Summoner thinks that Dr. Barati has been trying to teach him to prevent the dual shine from happening. But that is only partially true. The doctor has also been studying what happens when the dual shine does happen. He even thinks that he can detect it. In fact, he has just detected it happening, a full realm away via a chip secretly put in the Summoner. Now he is looking for the Warrior searchlight. She helped him previously, and he needs her again. He has found out where she is, but he can't quite believe it. He heads there. He heads to the mental health hospital. And he finds her there, talking to the madman that came back from the Green Realm. She is visiting the man who disturbed the medical therapy with the Summoner last session. The doctor is silent as he watches the man rant to searchlight.
Ah, they did it. The known Reba destroyed everything. They smashed it. They smashed the whole solar system. Everything is shattered. Oh, shattered.
Dr. Barati motions to get Searchlight's attention, but Searchlight motions for Dr. Barati to be quiet. She is engrossed in what is being said. The crazy man's eyes flash as he proclaims,
"They destroyed Zratia! But they destroyed more than they knew. They destroyed far more. The known Reba are going to be destroyed now. They are being destroyed now."
Dr. Barati can no longer hold his tongue.
"What is this fool talking? He's mad."
"No, he isn't. My light can feel that he is telling the truth."
Searchlight only shines one light, but it feels many things.
"I'm a doctor, and I can tell you he's nuts. Searchlight, I need your attention. The Summoner is in trouble."
He certainly is. The Summoner comes through an opening between realities. Yes, between realities. He enters Michael's reality. It is a place where dark, shadow-like beings have almost taken everything. Now they are on a planet, taking the last citadel that remains inhabited. They drain the energy of the shield until
the shields fail.
The shadows begin to move forward, but are stopped as there is a tremendous whooshing sound. They turn around to see the summoner come through a strange hole of light. He is glowing. He is a spirit. The shadows attack. They swarm the golden light. The light hurts them. The object he is carrying hurts worse. The summoner wields it masterfully. He slashes with such furor. It slashes through them. It cancels their very being. It drains them. There are only wisps of darkness that are left. The lucky ones float away, somehow being drawn on a long journey back to the rift. The summoner looks up into the sky and realizes that there are more in the skies. As a spirit, he finds that he can float up to them. The darkness is cut by his light. The dead is given light. Is given the light he has. A different kind of light hits the one watching in the citadel. It is the light of an ideal. His name is Dr. Vlad. He has never seen anything like this. One person is vanquishing a whole army that seemingly cannot be defeated. He must understand this. This hope. He has turned all of his instruments on it. He is gathering as much information as he can on it. Back with Dr. Baradi, explaining the situation to Searchlight.
You know that every time the summoner loses control of his power, the chance of him not being able to return to his body increases. He could die. I've tried to teach him to control his powers, but he just can't do it. So I had to think in a different way.
Searchlight looks on curious. The now strangely silent madman watches with even more curiosity.
Even over such a long distance as the Green Realm? How did you ever come up with such an ideal?
You'll never believe it. I got the ideal from Dr. Vlad. When he was brought back here, there was such an uproar. I became interested in his thoughts. He was trying to prove the existence of the spirit. I found that he had equipment to trigger the spirit to be ejected from the body in order to detect it.
So you used some of his surviving work?
Yes, yes. But that is not the big thing. I think I can pull him back to his body.
Then you have to do it.
Yes, but I need you. I need your ability to extend your light and feel what is there.
Just let me know what you want me to do.
About the same time in the Green Realm, in the heart of a sun, where a portal has been opened to a different reality and a different time, a young voice speaks with its father.
We do interfere.
I have explained to you that this is different. The summoner chose.
Okay.
Don't lie to the boy. This is interference of the worst sort. Don't listen to him. Many voices in the background become noisy as if arguing.
He chose it. No, he did not. Yes, he did. He chose it. Well, you don't understand. He chose it. That's what we said. No. No, he did not. He did. No.
We presented the choice. He chose because we created the circumstances. He doesn't even know that he will die there. There is no back for him. Once we close the portal, he will be gone for good. It was his choice. A choice that avenges not only humanoid beings, but the peoples of the suns. Many of our people will not die because of what he has done. But he will die, not knowing truly what he has done or who he has saved. We manipulated him.
It was his choice.
A loud voice does not change the evil that we have done. Why didn't you tell him what you wanted? Why didn't you simply ask him to do what we cannot? There is no answer, though the raucous voices get louder. You didn't ask him because he may have said no. He would have made a true choice. He has not martyred himself. We have sacrificed him. The light within the sun, the people of the sun, swirl in mayhem and chaos. The light gets brighter and brighter as a furious battle begins. Meanwhile, back in the alternate reality, the summoner is laying waste to an entire army. The dark ones flee from him. Those are the ones that survive. There still are others that are coming from other parts of the planet, but when they arrive, they wish they hadn't. Dr. Vlad continues to look on and study the events with his equipment. Then comes the thing that absolutely amazes him. A light shoots through the hole and draws the summoner back through it. All that he can think of is, that is different. And the questions plague him. The amount of power used to open the rift is an amount like I've never seen. How is that possible? The technology is beyond imagination. How can I do that? Ideas swirl in his mind. He knows that there must be a place where the dark ones do not rule. It is a place that may be safe. It is a chance. He knows that he must get there at all costs. He must be alone to figure things out. But first, he has to see if his assistant, Kelly, is okay. Things are different for him now. Unseen by all is a person that doesn't exist. Her name is Eleni. She mumbles to herself that Dr. Vlad is where it continues, and maybe Beria will be at the war. Next time, the sound of war.